and gentlemen, the afterglow is just like an outrageous sunset in Fargo. The Bison hit a double, triple, quadruple, grand slam home run as ESPN came to game day. And the Bison were ready, and the Bison crowds were ready, and the weather was ready. And it was a spectacular success. The ESPN production team leadership were amazed that it's one of the greatest events and venues that they've had since they've been doing game day. So hats off to everybody. The Bison, first of all, because of the awesome victory that they had in K-State, which set the stage, set the table for the opportunity. And then for the people of Fargo, and then if that wasn't wild enough, to go out there and play sort of a pretty good game against Delaware. The Hornets lost their sting, ladies and gentlemen. That was just amazing. Anyway, Scott will be with us soon. Scott and Steve Bakken, of course, this is a preview of what's on your mind. And there's got to be a little afterglow about Saturday. That's historic. ESPN coming here for game day. The Bison have taken, and Fargo has taken this to a whole new level. It's kind of like the oil business in North Dakota. North Dakota, once the 50th least visited state, is now shining. Isn't that cool? Pretty cool. Delightful. They're going to be live from a PetroServe USA in Bismarck today, both Steve Bakken and Scott Hennen. The ethanol industry makes an announcement regarding the availability of E15. This is cool. An economical high-performance fuel. Well, I know it's being available in more and more places like PetroServe. Then, it looks like they're going to have Newt. Get this. Newt Gingrich. More and more, their people are talking draft Newt. This man is one of the brightest men he's got a mind, almost some people have said he's got a mind that's synthetic, almost like Ben Franklin or something. An incredible mind. Yes, he's had some personal challenges. Yeah, he's had to deal with his own ego, but he's had the pride knocked out of him a few times, folks. If politics doesn't get you humble, it'll probably kill you of high blood pressure. So, but they're still going to have their amazing open phones and talk from their five stations to all of North Dakota and the periphery. Get calls from Minnesota, South Dakota, Wyoming, and so. Just another chapter of the number one talk show in North Dakota. Then they're going to have Jeff Zuger, general manager of Blue Flint Ethanol and chairman of the North Dakota Ethanol Council, on the availability of E15. That'll be really cool. Then, of course, a replay of the Newt interview for the statewide audience also will be happening. I guess we might even have Newt on this morning. Looks like, and then replay the interview at 10:32. So this is very, very cool. I'll catch up with Scott here in just a few minutes, it looks like, folks. Well, Kevin Cramer is under fire from the Dems and the editorial boards for the food stamp vote, of course. You know, Republicans hate the starving, don't you know? That's not true, folks. The best thing we can do for hungry people is give them a job, give them hope, show them how to stand up. Yeah, sometimes they need some training. Sometimes they need some help. Sometimes a father of five needs to go to school, finish his master's, and maybe he's got to study night and day, and maybe they need some help. That happened to be true of my daughter and son-in-law, five kids, and she was homeschooling them, have a challenged child, and they needed some food stamps, and they had a day of celebration when they were able to step away from that need. I believe they would have been better served, they do too, if they could have gotten all of their food locally. It would have been much cheaper than the government food stamps. Well, we've got a whole North Dakota delegation is upset with the new EPA rules, and I should hope so. It's ridiculous, oppressive, onerous. The contempt for fossil fuels is ridiculous. It's absolutely absurd, and it clearly shows an international agenda. Obviously China and India are building a new coal plant every week, and we have much cleaner coal standards. It's 90% cheaper, folks, EPA emissions than it was in 1970. Have you heard anything about trees and acid rain and stunted spruce forests anymore? How about how many lakes are on fire and rivers are on fire? No, we're making great progress. One cynic said he probably couldn't even kill himself in the garage anymore with the car running. Don't try it, folks. But the point is that this is a lot cleaner situation. Then we have the amazing other front page today in the forum. The Confederate flag is unfurled, flapping in the Leith wind. As 20 white supremacists show up where, 12 lots have been bought by a white supremacist, Mr. Cobb, but was countered by 300 protests. Now, this is pretty significant when you consider that the Million Muslim March in Washington, D.C., with a couple of $1 million worth of free advertising from the radical left, 21 showed up. So those of you that think white supremacy is not right and not cool and went there and protested, I believe, without violence. Anyway, hats off to you as we exercise our right to protest. But, as repugnant and repulsive as the white supremacists marching around with the Confederate flag might be to many, they have the right under free speech if their freedom ends at my toes. It's like I believe we should have Bibles in school. I think if some child, some atheist, some Muslim is offended by that, they should turn away. And if a teacher wants to read from the Bible in class, I think maybe the Muslim or the atheist could be excused. How many Muslims and atheists do you have in your little town in North Dakota, folks? All right. Obamacare funding battle heads to the Senate. Rand Paul, Obamacare probably can't be defeated or repealed. Tom Coburn, Republicans pushing to defund Obamacare are not based in the real world. Oh, come on. Real world called let's do what we're supposed to do in the Constitution. Ted Cruz, we should stand our ground. Amen, brother. Palin supports defunding move. Come on, Palin. Put on that lipstick and run for Senate from Alaska. I love that. Barracuda. Oil and ag compete for the role of North Dakota's biggest industry. Isn't that a nice contest, folks? How lovely. Let's have a contest to see who can do the best for the people, instead of who's the most jealous, who wants more for doing nothing. I love North Dakota's attitude, folks. It's an example to the whole country. It's very cool. Here we go on. Here we go, Obama again, whining, complaining about Aurora and all of the shootings. He listed various shootings, and of course, they're all the guns' fault. Let's see. But at the same time, the mass murderer by a terrorist at the base in Texas, those people haven't even gotten their Purple Hearts yet. Here's a maniac who is certifiable, radical Muslim Islamist that goes on a terrorist attack, and the soldiers in Texas, the 13 that died, haven't even been treated with respect, while our anti-constitutional dictator tries to take away our guns because some lunatic fired a shotgun. Oh, and then all of the talking heads of the far left, extreme left, the socialist left, anti-republic, anti-constitution left, were going on about automatic rifles, on and on and on. They picked up the one lie and their talking points. And, of course, it was a shotgun event. Crazy. Never ends, folks. But he is whistling past the graveyard of his credibility because in America, with 85% of the privately owned guns on earth, we will not give up our guns. I'm talking about law-abiding people. And the military has taken an oath to uphold the Constitution, not the usurper in the White House. So if he ever tells us to go and point guns at law-abiding Second Amendment, exercising, freedom-loving Americans? I don't think so. You see, officers that have taken their oath to the Constitution to protect it against all enemies, foreign and domestic, they will not obey an unlawful order. Thank you very much. The eve of the health care law implemented in North Dakota, officials wait to see what happens. Yeah? See, it seems like Nancy Piukoski said that many years ago. Let's wait and see what happens. We're still seeing this monster unfold. We're still seeing this diabolical foolishness, socialist trick, stumble and flounder because it is flawed at the heart. Oh, and a measure is adopted to protect bees. Well, folks, this is a serious issue. Bees need to be functional to have, and you'll get their little ticks, and there's different issues going on, but we need honey. It's a really good. Bees are an amazing creature in the whole process. So I hope we can keep our bees going. I like the clover honey especially. I guess Heidi stands her ground on Syria, and they'll be talking about all these issues and much, much more on What's on Your Mind coming up soon. But I believe it is scheduled here. I believe Scott will be on the air, probably with Steve Bakken, to interview House Speaker Newt Gingrich after this next break. Thank you for listening to What's on Your Mind. I hope you're having a good morning. It's a beautiful day. Mark the Freedom Poet here. Be back with sports at the bottom of the hour.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hennett. We're live at the PetroServe USA location just north of the state capital of Bismarck on Divide and State Streets today. We're here because E15 is a new choice for motorists at PetroServe USA, so we'll be telling you more about that as we go throughout the day today. Steve, kind of fun to invite a special guest to the program today, isn't it?
Absolutely, especially somebody with the interest in energy and a new show and all kinds of good stuff.
Exactly. Newt Gingrich is one of the participants in the all-new CNN Crossfire, which isn't really new, but it's back with a vigor because our friend Newt Gingrich will be part of it. Mr. Speaker, nice to have you back. How you been?
Well, it's always great to be with you and to have a chance to talk about ideas. We're doing very, very well.
You are the idea man, and that's why we love chatting with you. Steve Bakken and I have a couple of questions that we want to chat about with you today, but let's talk about the new show first, CNN Crossfire. Are you excited about this?
Well, let me tell you, we have two big things going on right now. We have Crossfire, which I'm very excited by. It's on Central Time at 5:30 on CNN, and we have, I think, a pretty aggressive lineup. We have Stephanie Cutter, who was Obama's chief spokesperson during the campaign and is very knowledgeable. And then we have S.E. Cupp, who's a rising, really aggressive conservative activist. And we have Van Jones, who's a really solid liberal commentator. And we invite guests. Last week, for example, at one point, we had Rick Perry of Texas and Martin O'Malley of Maryland, and we were debating red states versus blue states, and why is it that Texas and the red states, and of course North Dakota and South Dakota fit this perfectly, but why is it that they're gaining jobs and they're gaining population while the blue states are lagging behind? It was a great evening and a terrific crossfire.
How'd you answer that question, by the way? Why are the
Well, look, as you know, I'm a conservative, so my answer is pretty simple. If you are pro-energy development, you are for lower taxes, you're for less red tape, you like entrepreneurs, you believe pioneers of the future really matter, and you want to bring people together who are hardworking and create jobs, guess what happens? You get prosperity. It's not a big secret. On the other hand, if you like government employee unions and red tape and big bureaucracy and high taxes, and you dislike people who are successful, you shouldn't be surprised that successful people don't feel comfortable. So I think there's a pretty straightforward reason why, for example, California has been losing population, and you've had Texas gaining population.
Newt, Steve Hocken here. You had an opportunity to debate a little bit on yesterday on the shutdown and that potential scenario. What's your advice for the current Republican administration as far as the leadership? Is that a good path to go down?
Well, I think there are three different things going on. First of all, if you're the House Republicans, the only tool you have to get the president's attention is the power of the purse. And that goes all the way back to the Magna Carta in 1215. It's totally legitimate, but they've got to do a better job of explaining it. I mean, part one is not that anybody wants a shutdown, but how do you get Barack Obama to quit pretending that he's a king and to admit that he has to negotiate? When he runs around, as he did last Monday, and says, well, it's unprecedented to put anything on the debt ceiling. That is such total dishonesty. We've been putting amendments on the debt ceiling since Dwight Eisenhower in the 1950s. When he says he won't negotiate at all on Obamacare, well, what do you expect the elected people's representatives to do at that point? Just roll over and give him an IOU and let him run the country by himself? So I think that's a big part of what we're faced with. And it's compounded because Harry Reid has turned the Senate into a dictatorship in which the majority leader is the only person who matters. And it's really it's been an amazing decay of the Senate as an institution over the last 10 or 15 years. And it's now down to a point where even the activist Republican senators despair of getting anything made in order for a vote.
Our listeners want to fight, they don't want excuses on, well, even if we did shut it down, Obamacare still would be funded. They want a battle. They want sure. nothing left on the floor when this one is done. Are they right to push Republicans in Congress?
Yeah, I think they're right because the system is pushing them. I mean, Obamacare is an effort to take over one-fifth of the economy, life and death, every doctor, every hospital, every pharmacy, every insurance company in the entire country, and would run from Washington, D.C. So I think it's legitimate to say it's time to stand up and fight. You know, interestingly, on October 7th, my wife Calista has a new book, Yankee Doodle Dandy, in which Ellis the Elephant teaches 4 to 8-year-olds about the American Revolution. And you go back and you look at the kind of courage at Concord and Lexington, the kind of courage at Valley Forge, the kind of courage at Trenton on a cold day after Christmas with one-third of the army having no boots, walking in burlap bags and leaving a trail of blood. I mean, the American Revolution was not made by people who jumped up and yelled surrender.
Newt, you were part of the last shutdown, the Republican shutdown, which hurt Republicans. How do you prevent that this time?
Well, I mean, first of all, the leading New York Times analyst of polling did the paper recently and said he couldn't find any evidence that it hurt. He said this is a Washington mythology. When you go back and look at the actual polling data, he said the most you could claim is it was worth 2 percentage points to Clinton. And the fact is, in the second shutdown, Clinton was taking a terrible beating and dropped dramatically in approval rating because people concluded that he wasn't negotiating fairly, and he wasn't doing his job, and they were as unhappy with him as they were with anybody else. And so I try to remind people, the first reelected Republican majority in modern times since 1928 occurred after the shutdown. So if the shutdown hurt us so badly, how come for the first time in 68 years the House Republicans got reelected?
We're talking with Newt Gingrich, who's part of the all-new CNN Crossfire, 5:30 local time on CNN, and, by the way, former presidential candidate as well. Let's talk a little about that presidential campaign in which you spend a lot of time. In fact, we're one of the first presidential candidates to really highlight energy and continually mentioned North Dakota and the role, if it could be repeated, the private land success here on federal lands, eliminating or greatly reducing the deficit over a fairly short period of time. We had last week the current administration's EPA shutting down coal. North Dakota's a coal state. North Dakota's an oil state. Obviously, energy, a big part of our success, fastest growing economy, most job growth because of energy. How do you replicate that? How do you take this example that North Dakota has shown folks and get it on the national stage?
Well, listen, I was so impressed by what we learned about the whole energy revolution in North Dakota, the degree to which it was creating jobs, the impact on the state government's economy. I have a book coming out in November called Breakout, which really is built around the breakout that we got in energy. I mean, if we hadn't had George Mitchell and a very small number of entrepreneurs with the courage to go out and develop fracking and develop horizontal drilling, and if we hadn't discovered that you could actually go down 8,000 feet or more and go into tight shale and tight formations and begin to generate commercially usable amounts of natural gas and oil, we would still be stuck. As late as 2008, the Wall Street Journal talked about the coming end of oil as an available resource, which we now all know is an absurdity. We, in fact, have once again innovated and developed our way out of the problem. We are now the largest natural gas producer in the world. We will be the largest oil producer in the world before the end of the decade. If we had a president who was pro-energy, we would have an explosion of jobs, an explosion of resources, a dramatic increase in royalties paid to the federal government with no tax increase, and we would have a much better national security strategy for the Middle East because we could basically ignore it.
Newt, thank you very much for your time this morning, and look forward to the new show on Crossfire on CNN.
Great. Good to be with you.
Newt Gingrich joining us this morning.
Former Speaker of the House, former presidential candidate, and a guy bully for energy, as we are, on What's on Your Mind.
Not a bad thing.
No, exactly. More coming up, folks. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bakken roofs. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking. Agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce. Bruce Anker. And the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
And we are back, Monday edition of the What's on Your Mind preview program. Scott Hinnon with Steve Bakken. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll be joined by the audience of KFIRE 550, KCJB, and KLTC in Dickinson, in addition to the stations you're listening to right here, AM 1100, The Flag, as well as KTGO. Mark Skogerbo is going to check sports here. He will be, live for us coming up here in just a little bit on the Common Sense Club as well. That you'll hear. Stay tuned for that because we have our Newt Gingrich interview, which we are actually going to replay if you missed any of that, because we normally don't have interviews in the 8 o'clock hour, but we did today since it accommodated Newt's schedule. We'll replay that a little later on, but we'll also get you a preview of what's to come on the rest of the program. What's on your mind? What'd you say, Mark?
I said, hello.
Hello. Happy
what
day. How are you?
What a great interview. It was so fun hearing you and Steve and Newt together.
What was most enjoyable? I love his passion for the...
I'd like to get Newt out here to take a look at what's going on energy. We're getting all these national dignitaries that want to come to North Dakota right now. I think he'd be a good one to come out here and take a look at what's going on energy-wise in North Dakota.
He would. Yeah, I mean,
have him do Crossfire live from North Dakota.
Hey, if they can do Game Day from Fargo, I think they can do Crossfire from Bismarck.
Boy, that was something. And I don't know who the innovative University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux fans were, but kudos to them for getting banners up. And one relentless guy with a T-shirt behind Justin Howard.
Thank you very much, Reese Davis. They got talking about the rivalry, and all he was saying was, Fighting Sioux, Fighting Sioux, Fighting Sioux, NCAA be damned. Thank you very much, Reese.
Yeah, that and also was knowledgeable enough to know that that Dave Haxtell actually... the coach of the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux hockey team made more than Craig Bull, the football coach, got all the attention lately. So they were rubbing that, rubbing that salt into the wound a little bit yesterday as well. So or Saturday, that was great though. I mean, that was great for North Dakota. The whole thing was fantastic. It just was extraordinary. Kudos to everybody that was down there. Other than a couple of signs that were a little untasteful, mostly related to Christian Ponder's wife, that poor lady.
I liked our friend Blair Thorson. I liked his floating head.
Wasn't that a classic? Wow, great campaigning. A little early, Blair, but great campaigning. Well, that was fantastic.
The all-powerful Thorson.
What's Christian Ponder's wife's name again? The ESPN reporter?
You mean the soon-to-be former Vikings coach or quarterback?
I forget her name, but anyway, there was one sign directed at her. Oh, yeah, Samantha. So one sign director said, hey, Samantha, can Christian even pass the salt? I love that line.
I missed that one.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I didn't get to watch game day. I listened to most of it. I just saw some clips of it here and there. But I was actually going up to the dedication for the Lewis and Clark up in Washburn. I ran back up there Saturday morning, so I missed part of game day. But got to see all the floating head and the pop-ups and a lot of the signs. It was a great, great thing for North Dakota. Now they say they want to come back. They want to make it an annual. But how cool is that? Once a year?
Well, they were blown away. That was pretty neat. We're live today in Bismarck at PetroServe USA's location just north of the Capitol on Divide and State Street in Bismarck. We're here because they are announcing and rolling out another choice for consumers. And when you fill up at the pump, PetroServe USA are the folks that, of course, help you fuel better, as they say, and they've always been about consumer choice. They've always been about giving you Lots of choices. I look out at their pump there. You've got a lot of choices. And there'll be a new one today. It's E15. So Governor Jack Dalrymple is coming here to participate in that. We're going to talk with Jeff Zuger, who heads up the North Dakota Ethanol Council, on the program today, and invite you to stop on by and see us here at PetroServe USA. If you're in and around the Bismarck Band, I'd love to see you. We'll be broadcasting until 11 o'clock today, so it should be good fun.
And I believe these are just rolling out in Bismarck and Fargo today and subsequent locations to follow.
Yes, exactly right. So anyway, we'll chat about that coming up on the program, so stay tuned for all that on What's on Your Mind. Steve and I will be taking your calls and looking forward to that. We'll obviously tackle some of the news of the day, including the turnout at Leith. I was questioning whether you'd even acknowledge these folks, but I think
350 folks showed up.
If you're going to acknowledge them, then you might as well swamp them. And the white supremacist types at Leith were outnumbered by common sense by a large, large margin. And by the way, their signs were creative. No hate in my state. You're not welcome here, and not now, not ever. Jesus commands love one another. So one of those, like the no smoking signs. What do you call them? Like you do the circle with a line through it.
Yeah,
with the swastika underneath it saying not in Leith. So there were a lot of folks out there that came out and started chanting go home. So of course I think Craig Cobb was loving every minute of it. This is the guy that bought all the dubious attention on Leith. He's infamous. Would you agree with me on that?
Yes. New word of the day. Yes, yes, infamous is correct in describing him. One of the things that came out of that meeting yesterday that, and this is why I say you don't ignore these people. Don't give them the props from a media standpoint. Don't give them that attention, but don't ignore them either. Is we found out a little insight into some of their plans that they had planned or do plan on bringing a large contingency and getting a foothold in North Dakota and having a large population moving into Leith and then diversifying that population out into finding jobs in the oil. I mean, that's what they're doing today is they're trying to find jobs in the oil patch for some of their followers.
Your reaction to that, your reaction to a new choice for consumers at the pump, E15 today. We're going to talk about that at PetroServe USA. If you want to weigh in on our chat with Newt Gingrich, you can do that. If you were a part of the ESPN fund for College Game Day, have a story about that, or part one of these protesters that trekked down to Leith, whatever it is, let us know at 855-200-1776. That's answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you can call now and let your voice be heard. Just press 1 when you call. I'll get right to your a voicemail connection and allow you to sound off. 855-200-1776. Let's check some sports here with Mr. Mark Skogerbo, who's our sportsman. The Vikes lost again. Not good.
And, you know, very, very few teams have made the playoffs going 0-3 out of the chutes. And they should have been 2-1. Should have, could have. They got tricked, really tricked, I would say. A fake punt and a fake field goal leading to 10 points in the same game at the same time that Christian Ponder ran for 2 touchdowns. You'd have thought we were going to have done well, but they literally tricked us out of our undergarments, shall we say.
Yeah, no, I know a lot of people are making much of these special teams trickery, but, you know, to me, you know, a play is a play is a play, right? I mean, you know, call it whatever you want. It works.
Pretty lame, you know, The assignment for special teams coaches is we have 2 things. They're either going to do what it looks like they're going to do, or they're going to do something else. They're either going to do it or trick it. And, you know, to have 2 events as horrid as this, if I were the head coach, the whole special team coaches staff would be gone this morning. That's ridiculous.
31-27 Browns over the Vikings.
Another last-minute loss, you know, just really sad. And Ponder actually starting to look like a pretty good quarterback, except for a pretty lame interception. But other than that, looked pretty decent, ran great.
We're going to London next.
Yeah, Pittsburgh is having some trouble. So maybe, you know, we had Cook was hurt. So we had some vulnerabilities in the defensive backfield. We got a pretty doggone good team. We can literally beat anybody on a given day, but we got to beat Pittsburgh, or they're going to be singing "Turn Out the Lights." The party's over.
Not sure these guys are worth a trip to London. Or can we change that at the last minute here?
That's right. Trip now, to London.
Yeah, Steve just reminded me the Steelers aren't faring too well this either. So no, it's the battle of the winless on Sunday.
0-3. 0-3. That's right. The Bears roughed them up pretty bad. I got to say something positive before I burst. You know how I am. The Lynx sweep Seattle.
Or burp. Either one.
Or
yeah.
Burp. Either way. I'm going to have some kind of, I'll dispel some gas of some kind because, but the Lynx swept Seattle. So,
that's Minnesota. Playoff action too.
Big playoff action, right. So now they're in the Western Conference Finals this week against the winner of Los Angeles Phoenix Series, which will be decided Monday. Just a great team, a fun team, and I'm really looking forward to the Timberwolves. We got, you know, Kmart. We got a terrifically looking team. Boddinger back, signed Peck, and we got Love Healthy, Rubio. I believe the Timberwolves will go to the playoffs this year. That's what I'm saying.
You didn't mention the Twins. They lost to the A's 11-7. And speaking of salt in the wound, as we were earlier, the A's with that win capture the AL West crown. So the Twins
and I got a personal salt in that wound because I have 11 grandchildren within 4 miles of Arlington Stadium, and that's probably my second favorite baseball team. So that, you know, it was doubly painful there. Absolutely. But hats off to Oakland. They got a heck of a ball club. Opportunistic as they can be.
Do you have your usual a positive nugget? Any little sunshine on an otherwise dreary Twins loss?
Yes, I think now they will know that DeVries is not a big league pitcher. They can get rid of him and go to Plan B. There's any number of people in the minors that wouldn't have walked three batters. Here we were ahead 1-0. He loads the bases with three back-to-back-to-back walks. And, you know, that was really the beginning of the end. And that's just not enough. I'm sorry. That's not a big league option. I know that he had been pretty good as far as walks and so forth. But that was grim. The Twins now have won a mere 85 games, have to win two, or 65 games, have to win two more to have a better season than last year. So I still think we're going to have the best season in 3 years, and next year we're going to the playoffs.
There you go. Exactly right. By the way, one little silver lining for Vikings fans, the Packers lost too.
Oh. They did. Yeah, they did.
34-30. So,
just on a quick aside, did you have an outrageous sunrise out there?
You know, I didn't notice much. I was driving, but it's booming now. It was a little cloudy earlier, but it's beaming now. But I actually was in my rearview mirror on the way out here today.
Well, I went for a good little jog walk about 6:15, 6:20, something like that. It was magenta to every shade of blue, and the clouds were piling up into a heavy east gale, and the three-quarter moon was laughing at them all, and it was just absolutely, sometimes God's splendor is right on display, and today it was.
Well, look for it. It's out there, as you're saying. That sunrise and sunset's usually a good spot to take a little breather. That's great. All right. By the way, the big sports story of the weekend certainly again was ESPN College Game Day downtown Fargo. Pretty cool, lots of fun, and kudos to everybody that made that a great debut for that program on the national stage. Mark drives safely to Marshall, Minnesota. He'll be back 2 to 5 after Rush with the Common Sense Club, live and on location today. Take a break. Yep. Back with more after this. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in and relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too. So it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Hey, Scott Hillen with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com longevity link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com longevity link.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com. Available only at HempUSA.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at HempUSA.org.
Degrees and sunny skies in Fargo-Moorhead right now, heading for 77 degrees today. The oil patch is 55, be a bit cooler, quite a bit cooler actually, only mid-60s for a high. Sunny skies for now, but the clouds and the thunder shower activity are going to roll in. In the valley, we're looking at temps really starting the week in the mid-70s, pretty nice, but cooling off again by the weekend. It's a beautiful weekend this weekend. It wasn't exactly balmy, but it's just an unbelievable weather for the last weekend of summer. You know, fall's officially starting today. It's on the calendar. Out in the oil patch, it'll hit 70 tomorrow, mid-60s tomorrow, but then cooling off a little earlier in the patch, mid-50s Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So, anyway, that's how we're looking right now. Cloudy up in Grand Forks, 63 degrees. Minot cloudy, 57. Bismarck, mostly sunny, 61. 55 with some showers out in Dickinson at this hour. And I tell you, mostly sunny here, 61 degrees. Kent Satring is here. Kent is the president and CEO of Petroserve USA Stores. And we're here today for the North Dakota Ethanol Council and a special announcement at Petroserve USA Stores, the availability of E15.
name.
Ken, how are you?
Good. Well, welcome to PetroServe USA here in Bismarck, Scott. It's great to have you here, and good morning to you and your listeners.
Glad to be here. We're on the corner of Divide and State Street, just north of the Capitol.
And we have a beautiful view of the Capitol from here, don't we?
You sure do. It's a great location politically and for the convenience of Bismarck Mandan motorists, right?
Yeah, it's a great location. We just love being here.
Yeah, politically in the sense that you've long been a champion of choice for the consumers in ethanol, and they get one more choice today. Tell us about E15.
Well, E15 is an alternative to 89-octane. It's an 88-octane product. It's going to be probably about 3 to 5% less cost than E10, and it's a great product. It's got high performance. It's works in every car that's 2001 and newer that burns gasoline. You can burn that. So I think it's we're really not trying to mandate or push ethanol down anyone's throat, but we'd like to give people a choice, and that's really what today is all about: is giving them the choice of E15. If you want to burn that, great. In this particular store, we have E10, which is an 87-octane. The inside pumps have E15, and then E30 and E85. The outside pumps have E10, and then premium, and E30 and E85. So you've got quite a choice of what you want to use here. So the premium is 100% gasoline.
Tell us what brought about one more choice with this addition of E15.
Well, it's a way to move 5% more ethanol, which is a good for everybody. You know, I always say that choice at the pump puts change in everyone's pocket. The way it does that is it will take some of the stretch supply out of the kind of, we look as the supply as kind of a rubber band. Like last week, or probably about a month ago, if you remember, we had the Syria talk, which inflated gas prices probably 30 cents a gallon. And just as that's deflating now, going back, prices are coming back down. I saw yesterday at just as the Vikings game was going to start in St. Paul, there was a refinery fire. And so will that make prices come back up again? I hope not. The fire burned for about 3 hours in one of their units, and so if it does cause supply problems, then we're going to be looking at high prices again. So by adding a little bit more ethanol, it helps level those supply situations out.
And you've told us stories before about a lot of folks who find a sweet spot at that E20. This will obviously be a new sweet spot on E15, where the savings at the pump come back to you on the a combination of the mileage difference and the price you pay, you come out ahead, right?
Right, yeah, and that will be different for every car. You know, some people might like E85 right now is a great buy, and E30 is a great buy. If you think E15 is the, E30 is generally where they say is a sweet spot, but if you want to burn, of course, if you have a car that's not a flexible fuel vehicle, you have to use either E10 or E15, so
right.
As long as it's 2001 and newer.
So the E15 is available for flex fuel use.
E15 is available for all cars, whether they're flex fuel or not, as long as they're 2001 and newer.
Got it. Okay. All right. Sounds good. Sometimes folks aren't sure when to use it, but flex fuel is a term, obviously, they don't know if they have a flex fuel vehicle.
Right.
And
yeah.
they can use anything. But you're saying E15, it doesn't have to be a flex fuel vehicle, just 2001 and newer.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, if my...
So, in other words, like, another same thing with E10.
Right.
You don't have to have a flex fuel vehicle to use that.
That's exactly right.
So this is one more choice for vehicles that are not flex fuel.
Right.
Yeah.
Where you can save a little money.
Yeah. And same thing on the, you mentioned the octane too. You get a little boost there, right?
Well, you get 88 octane. Yep.
Yeah.
And so the traditional octanes were 87 or 89. This one falls right in between.
And of course, in addition to that, PetroServe USA stores have, a lot of amenities, a lot of goodies.
Right. We got the 4 for $4 pizza specials, and we've got lots of specials at this store today with cookies and with the For Real milkshakes and lots of fun things here going on today at PetroServe USA.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for coming, Scott. I looks like it's going to be a great day, and going to have the governor here at 10 o'clock, so pretty exciting.
Exactly right. Appreciate it very much. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thank you, Scott.
Ken Satring, PetroServe USA Stores. We're here for the North Dakota Ethanol Call Center today. We're going to chat with their chairman, Jeff Suger, a little later on in the program. We'll chat with Governor Jack Dalrymple about his announcement today. As they say, they partner those western North Dakota oil fields up with the North Dakota corn and soybean fields every single day. That's what you're participating in when you fill up and use one of those choices. So come on by and join us live and on location today at the PetroServe USA in Bismarck. If you're in and around Bismarck, be here till 11 o'clock, corner State Street and Divide Avenue.
And you really can't miss it. Coming off 83 right by the Capitol is where we're broadcasting from today for the program. Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House, former presidential candidate, and now among the hosts of Crossfire on CNN. That show, I think it started last week, 5:30 at night. Joined us a little later on this hour. We're going to replay that interview later on in the program as well. We're going to welcome
you. Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.